Here's the dummy.
You big dummy.
You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no. You big dummy.
You dummy.
All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back. We're live in the Skyline studio here until 4. And all of our regular features start right now with
You Big Dummy.
This is where I read real news stories of real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Tommy votes. Then I vote. And then, of course, you call in and your first person through at 312-981-7200 votes. Ooh, let's begin.
Dummy number one.
A ruling Liberal Democratic Party member was seen watching a video of alligators and snakes for about 5 minutes on his personal tablet computer in a May 13th House of Representatives cabinet meeting, committee meeting over controversial revisions of a law allowing an extension of the retirement age for prosecutors. This is out of Tokyo, by the way. The meeting focused on a bill to amend the Public Prosecutor's Office Act to extend the mandatory retirement age for prosecutors. Discussion started at 9 a.m., but 9 minutes later, former Minister of State for Science and Technology Policy, Takuya Hira, started silently watching a video clip at which times showed a huge alligator walking with a large snake on its back, and a large snake in an attack. The video played as a question and answer session between independent Diet member Mosato Imai and Minister in Charge of Administrative Reform, Ryota Takati, heated up. When questioned over his behavior, Hirai told the Mancini Simbun that he only watched the clip for approximately 1 to 2 seconds. He pointed out that the clip playing for approximately 5 minutes, he explained, it happened while I was listening to their questions. I was listening to them and the video was playing by accident.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number two.
A Montana man has posed for his latest mugshot wearing a drug-free t-shirt after being arrested for possession of marijuana. Ronald Joseph Gallagher, 50. I'm looking at his mugshot. This guy's only 50?
Drugs, man.
I'm like almost 5 years older than this guy? Good Lord.
He's got missing teeth.
Well, he looks like he's about 69. He was hauled into a Missoula County Jail last Wednesday on several charges, including marijuana possession, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. In addition to giving a thumbs up and flashing a grin, Gallagher's drug-free shirt, cropped by the sheriff's photographer, continued and just ran out today. In addition to giving the thumbs up and flashing the grin, he did have the drug-free t-shirt on. This mugshot is fantastic, by the way.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
That's actually one of my favorite ones of the Sanford soundbites. That one and the phone ringing and dummy.
Dummy number three.
Michigan man is facing charges after officials say he tweeted a bomb threat to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's official Twitter profile. The tweet was sent out on May 11th from user account at JT616K. The user threatened to detonate 10 bombs and said that the FBI had until 8 o'clock to find him. According to the Detroit News, investigators traced the user's cell phone to a 20-year-old Joseph Todd Kowalski in Parkway Village Mobile Park. Oh, yeah, there's a shocker. The following day, agents contacted Kowalski, who reportedly told agents that he was testing the government and was upset with the FBI's response. Upset with the FBI's response time. Furthermore, he claimed that he did not intend to carry out acts of violence against anyone and did not own any weapons or explosive devices. The FBI wrote in a court filing. He stated that he would not post anything further. Kowalski continued tweeting about and taunting the FBI throughout the day before he was eventually arrested on Tuesday. What an idiot. Well, that's why he's on this segment. He was charged with transmitting a threat to injure, a criminal charge punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Yeah.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them. My only child is a dummy.
All right, let's take a quick break. We got two more dummies to read, and then we will do the all-important voting. Tom will vote, I will vote, and then you, first person through 312-981-7200, will be our third vote right here on WGN. More dummies coming up. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 4 o'clock, and we got our regular Friday features have begun. We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and of course, Fly Jams Friday. But right now, we're continuing with
You Big Dummy.
Dummy number four. A famous author in France known as a serial killer expert, according to reports, divulged that most of his life and work are fake, including the murder of his non-existent wife. I have reached the moment of coming clean. My lies have weighed me down. I'm assuming this is someone who has translated this from French. I have reached the moment of coming clean. My lies have weighed me down. 67-year-old Stéphane Bounois told Paris Match magazine, "Sometimes I make films in my head."
That's where I'm a Viking.
Oh, man. An online investigation from anonymous forum corporation discovers his lies, The Guardian reported. His name was attached to more than 40 crime books. He had claimed that he interviewed him more than 70 serial killers, describing himself as a mythomaniac. He admitted he had no training with the FBI, never interviewed Charles Manson, and not played professional soccer. Not played professional soccer for the Parisian team Red Star. The story of his fake wife was based on Susan Bickrest, who had he fleetingly knew before serial killer Gerard Stano murdered her in Florida in 1975. It was bull that I took on, he told a newspaper. I didn't want people to know the real identity of someone who was not my partner, but someone who I had met 5 or 6 times in Daytona Beach who I liked. What? He confessed his lies were driven by his desire to be popular. I am profoundly and sincerely sorry. I am ashamed of what I did. It is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy. And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
Dummy number five, dummy number five, five.
A wanted man who hid in the bushes in an attempt to evade police blew his cover by when he when he farted. Realizing officers on the scent. Oh, come on, man. Realizing officers on the scent were closing in, the suspect had fled into woodland near Harworth, Nottinghamshire. His location remained a mystery until they heard a noise believed to be someone breaking wind. He was arrested alongside another suspect found hiding behind a fireplace in a nearby home. One of the pursuing officers said, "I was almost out of wind running, but luckily the suspect still had some. I heard him letting rip, and I followed the noise to a bush." Nottinghamshire police said a 35-year-old man was arrested after failing to appear in court, and a 30-year-old man was arrested in relation to other matters.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy. You bigger dummy than my dummy.
All right, we have to vote. So I'm going to do a recap here, and then we will vote. All right, we got the Japanese politician who was watching an alligator video during a meeting. We've got the Rocky Mountain High, Montana suspect who was arrested with marijuana charges, and while he wore a drug-free T-shirt. We've got the Michigan man who sent bomb threat texts to test the FBI. We have the French serial killer expert who admitted that he made everything up, including the fact that he was not a professional soccer player. And we got the guy who was caught after blowing his cover with a fart. Again, strong week. People are dumb. All right, Tom, what do you got?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good dummies here.
I feel like the guy who farted in a bush might have to get a pass because, you know, he wasn't dumb. He was just kind of unlucky. But I guess maybe you were...
Yeah, but there's
hold it, man.
There's a time and a place to hold it.
I know, but sometimes, you know, you just got to... It's got to get out of you.
Not when the cops are looking for you. You know what I mean?
You're under a lot of stress. I don't know. But I'm going to go with the French guy who fabricated his entire expertise, including the fake murder of his also fake wife.
Yeah.
That is just beyond dumb.
Yeah.
And trying to convince people that he was also a soccer player.
Well, that's the killer detail for me. That's the killer detail.
It's like, you know, you can come up, you can make up credentials. I've made up credentials before to get interviews with artists for my college paper.
Yeah,
I totally made up credentials. Yeah. But come on, it's like, yeah, I'm a big time CEO that makes millions of dollars and also a professional astronaut.
Yeah,
like come on,
yeah,
do me a favor.
Okay. The Japanese politician who's watching the alligator video, it just goes to show people hate meetings. You always got to love a guy or a person getting arrested for a charge and they're wearing like a shirt that, you know, like, I don't get high or something like
that. Yeah. Hugs, not drugs.
Yeah. This guy who sent the texts to Twitter to the FBI is a complete moron.
Well, especially disappointed in the response time.
He was testing the FBI. And the guy farting in the bushes, I think is great. But I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go with you, and I'm going to say this idiot French serial killer expert whose whole life is a lie, including the fact that he's not a professional soccer player. Do we have someone on the line here? Okay. Paul, who are you voting for?
I have to vote for that guy in Michigan myself.
The guy who texted the FBI?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, he didn't win because
Yeah, I know you guys outvoted.
Yeah. All right, Paul. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. So the French serial killer, quote unquote, expert is our winner this week.
Sacre bleu.
And he doesn't play soccer.
That's just so
that's the best. That's the best part of the story.
Oh, yes. I know everything about the serial killers and very good power forward.
He never interviewed Charles Manson and not played professional soccer for the Parisian team Red Star.
Oh, yeah. Sure thing. I totally interviewed Charles Manson.
So funny. All right. We can get a few straight outs in, right?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Let's enjoy this. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
Context, context. Lorraine, what's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context.
Ah, yes, there it is. This is Straight Out of Context. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds a little dirty and it makes you... Look at that. The fog is gone.
The ghost pirates must have left.
This is crazy. Because there was no fog. We looked out, could barely see outside the window. Now the fog is gone. What is happening? It's just so weird. John Carpenter came downtown, I guess, for an hour. Less than an hour. It was only out there for like 15 minutes. All right. So you listen 24/7 whenever anybody says something that you can pull out of context. You jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what's up, man?
All right, let's get off to the races here. Waukegan J sends in this one of John Williams.
I thought it was going to be a little longer than that, I'll be honest with you.
What's with that voice? What's going on?
I thought it was
going to
be a little longer than that, I'll be honest with you.
What is he doing?
A vocal performance.
What was it? What was the context of that?
Talking about they play this game where they listen to a tiny little snippet of music, tiny, 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 like a tenth
and you have
of
to
a
guess
second.
The song.
You have to try to guess the song.
Sure,
it's a good one. He said,
"I thought it was going to be a little longer than that." I'll be honest with you.
What's with the voice? does the voice make sense in context?
No.
Or did he just lose his mind?
The man is just operating on a different level. He's just operating on a different level.
Okay. All right.
All right. From Margaret in Bridgeport, here's Bob Surratt.
I have to fondle the socks.
Yeah.
Fondle the socks.
I don't know why I find that so funny. What the hell? What was that? What was the context of that?
Talking about having to go to like a retail store. You know, it doesn't feel good. If he doesn't feel safe, you know, because you have to fondle the socks. Right. Could you find a better verb?
The current situation is not good for Bob because he likes to fondle socks. Is that what we got from that? That's the message we take. That's the takeaway from that. Is that Bob likes to fondle socks?
I think he's just a poor choice of words because
oh,
you know you
man.
Buy socks, you got to pick up the socks.
Yeah, but fondling them. oh man! All right, that's funny.
And then real quick here,
let's do one more.
One more
we'll
here
break, yeah.
From Jim. Here's another Bob Surratt.
Well, last night I didn't get up once.
Oh man!
Talking about raisins apparently help you sleep.
Is that right?
Yeah, or help you from not your bladder from being so overactive when you're sleeping.
Well, wow, that's good. That's good advice.
That is very good advice,
especially for
context.
Us. Especially for us in our 50s.
Yeah,
us men in our 50s. You know, there's more frequent potty trips when you're around my age.
I know. Well, I'll get you a big old box of raisins.
Thank you, man.
A little sun-made.
Yeah.
And then
you can still sleep through the night. You're 26.
Yeah, no, my bladder is ironclad.
It's not really your bladder that's the issue.
That's true.
It's a different thing. All right.
Health tips.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we're known for on this show. That's why people tune into the Nick DiGiulio show for health tips. Well, eat a box of raisins every day. Eat a green thing. Remember, eat a green thing every day. You remember that?
Yeah, packet of smokes.
See you tomorrow. But that's a setup here. That's a liquor store scene in Dazed and Confused. where a 9 month, all, you know, a woman who's probably pregnant 9 months is buying booze and cigarettes. Remember, eat a green thing every day. See you tomorrow. All right. More Friday features coming up. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context. All right, Straight Out of Context returns. We've got more. That's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says something, you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty or makes you giggle. Jot down the date, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Tom, just so you know, on this day in 1981,
yes,
Happy Birthday to Me was released.
Happy Birthday to Me.
You've seen Happy Birthday to Me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Classic slasher movie. I love that movie.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It is.
Completely ridiculous, but I love it. Okay, let's get back into the Straight Out of Context thing.
All right. Next up, coming to us from Brian, here is a caller from when Pete was filling in for John Williams.
G Ward, you're really hard on the Bieber last night.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a common one. That's a common one. And that's an actual, that was an actual line.
Yeah.
That's an actual line from the show. Okay.
All right. From Greg, here's a guest from the Rokan show.
A little bit thick.
what was that?
Talking about wine, you know, apparently the
thick.
Yeah, thick. The I don't know, I'm not a wine sommelier.
Thick. I don't think I've ever heard that word to describe wine. Let's call Paul Giamatti.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Next up, Rokan himself.
Yeah.
This one coming from Larry.
How big are the packages?
You can't.
Can't say that word.
No, packages is just, that's off limits. You're automatically going to be included in this segment.
Boom.
Yeah. What were they talking about?
They were a product, you know, like it was kind of like a Hickory Farms meat package that you could send your mom for Mother's Day.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a fantastic gift.
Nothing says I love you like smoked meat.
Oh, no, yes. I agree with that completely. All right.
All right, next up, it's our favorite, Lou Manfredini.
All right. I hope Esmeralda's listening.
I really hope so too. This one's from Brian.
And I want to re-expose the crack.
Okay.
And then once I re-expose that crack and it's dry, and I mean completely dry, okay, I want you to squeeze that product into the crack.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything to say.
He leaves it all on the table.
I really hope Esmeralda was listening for that one, because that was
good.
That's a high quality Lou cut.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Next up, our good friend Dean. Good old Dean Richards.
Oh.
Uncle Dino.
Yeah.
This one's coming to us from Johnsburg, AJ.
Super enjoyable in your mouth.
The key is, it's Dean's delivery of these lines.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got an amazing voice.
Yeah.
And he just, I don't know, it just works.
What was he talking about?
It was not food time. Oh. They were talking because it was great Andy Mazur's birthday on Mother's Day.
Oh, God bless him. Okay,
yeah,
happy birthday, Andy.
But they were talking about how Andy likes to save the frosting on the cake for last, because Dean made sure he got a cake. And so he leaves the frosting on the side. Like, on the side for last, because it's his favorite part. And Dean also does the same thing with food.
No.
He really likes, yes. If there's a part of a meal that he really, really loves, it's his favorite part.
He'll save it for last.
Saves it for last. So, say he was really into, like,
peas. I know people who do that. I do know people who do that.
I don't think he's alone.
Yeah, but I think the frosting thing's weird.
Yeah, you gotta kind of strip the frosting.
You gotta have the frosting as part of the bite.
Yeah, the frosting is my favorite part too, though.
Well, yeah, but
if it's good frosting.
But yeah, I agree. But like, you want the whole experience of eating a piece of cake.
And I prefer frosting after it's like after as like a slice of cake after it's been in the fridge for a bit, so the frosting is nice and like firm.
Okay.
It's always better that way.
All right.
All right, next up, coming to us from Wild Bill, it is Pete McMurray.
But once you're in, you're touching everything.
What is he talking about? The people touching
things
that they
store.
Shouldn't touch? Oh, in grocery stores.
Store. Yeah. Sure. Once you're in, you're touching everything.
By the way, I'm looking up, you know, Friends is on.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer Aniston's, what's her name? Character?
Oh,
Rachel.
Rachel, yeah.
She's wearing an MC5 t-shirt. There's no way that Jennifer Aniston even knows what MC5 is.
Nah, man. She's a huge, huge MC5 person. She wants to kick out the jams.
Is Rachel from Detroit?
I'm not from Detroit. I know what the MC5.
No, I know, but I'm thinking, you know.
She could, you know, I don't know. I don't know what her backstory is.
I just thought maybe that was the backstory. That's why she's wearing an MC5, because I can't imagine any one of these characters knowing what MC5 is.
Yeah, she probably bought it at Nordstrom or something.
Yeah, the hip part where you're buying band t-shirts. No, I understand. Yeah. I totally understand. Designer t-shirts
designer
for bands
Metallica
that are hip.
Tees, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next up, a little John Williams has a banner week this week. I'm going to say this up
front. Is he doing a weird voice in this one?
Unfortunately not. Okay. I wish he was. This is from Mark D. in Aurora. Here's John Williams.
I certainly don't wipe down my banana.
He had to know, right?
Oh, he definitely knew.
Come on,
he was
man.
Talking to the great Phil Vitale.
Oh, sure.
And talking about wiping down your groceries, you know, that sort
sure.
of thing, something you might want to consider.
Yeah.
But he does not wipe down his banana.
I mean, as soon as it came out of his mouth, everybody in that room should have went, John.
I think he knew.
Okay.
All right. Next up, a little Married V coming to us from Waukegan J.
Have I mentioned how I miss her?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to touch it.
Well, boy, this coronavirus stuff, there's a lot of touching.
Yeah.
What were they talking about?
They were talking about the mask. You know, like, don't touch your mask. You're not supposed to touch. Like, if you have to adjust it, but keep your hands off of it.
Right. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Just don't touch it.
Yeah.
All right. Another John Williams here from John in Terre Haute.
She gives it to you for nothing.
Talking about financial advice.
There you go.
Free financial advice. I'll follow it up here with yet another John Williams.
Jeez.
Coming to us from Kevin in the 815.
And then we will have to not worry about touching the wand.
What? What?
He's referring to, you know, those dumb light wands you get at like Disney on Ice, you know, they're like, or they sell them down at like the park.
No, I know what you're talking about.
So, talking about wands, I guess, you know, and then, last one here. I'm really happy. We're going to end on a Mary V here.
Oh,
this is great. This is coming to us from Melinda.
So when you pull it down, does the tongue come out?
Again, talking about masks, because Pete McMurray has a Rolling Stones one that's got
the
mouth in the
tongue. Yeah, the logo of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, but apparently they have some that are like done so that if you pull down on it, the design changes. So it would look like,
this is just, we live in such a weird time, man.
I know, it's blown my mind.
It's just such a weird time, man. People are buying designer surgical masks. I have a Cubs mask and a Hawks mask, so I'm part of the problem. Although those were made for me by someone. But yeah, I have my Cubs. It's back in the office. My Cubs mask. So, all right. Well, there's that, and now there's this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies
like us.
There it is. All right, Nick D's show, Spies. This is when you listen to this station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy, and you jot down the day, the time, who said it, and you send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, what do we got?
All right, just one spy this week, but it's pretty long spy here. This is coming to us from John in Belvedere, and it's the Bob Sirott Show.
Dope, I'm hip to dope, but lit. I know, and now Nick DiGilio is going to take that line, right? What is that feature he does? Out of context.
Straight out of context.
Yeah, he'll be playing me saying, "I know about dope." Thanks a lot, Nick. Yeah, he's. When I come in the morning, I see all these messages left over from his all-night show. He gets into some very interesting topics, doesn't he? And he's got quite a loyal. I wouldn't call him a cult following because it's large, but he's doing some interesting things here on the radio. Before we get in here, actually, he's on the radio till 4 in the morning. Then it's the WGN-TV morning news simulcast for an hour, and then we start right after the 5 a.m. news. And I see by the messages this morning that he was talking about Sinatra, Seinfeld, video games, the Flintstones. he covers a lot of ground, doesn't he? Mystery
yes,
science
he does.
Theater. He was into a lot of television shows apparently during the night last night, and but sometimes I come in here and some of the messages I see, some of the texts are quite interesting, quite amusing. I think he was on a big TV jag last night though.
Yeah, Bob, I have a regular guy that's on named Dan Feinberg. He's with us every 2 weeks on the Thursday night or Thursday morning, I should say. And we talk about TV. He waits for the Hollywood Reporter. So, yeah, there was a lot of TV talk because Dan was on.
Yeah. So, you know, I might have to make my new text tone Bob Sirott saying, "I'm hip to dope."
I'm hip to dope. Yeah, that's good. I'm hip to dope.
I bet you are.
Good old Bob Sirott. He's great. And he's coming up at 5 right here on WGN this morning. And wait a minute. What the hell are we doing now? You want to? Where's the? Do we have the fly jams? Okay.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly jams Friday.
Oh yeah! This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio. With my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, man. This is where we get fly and funky. Can we say hello to Luscious Hushes before I do the weather and break?
Oh, yeah, Luscious Hushes, baby.
He's your DJ. It's time for Fly Jams Friday. We have requests?
Absolutely.
Okay, 312-981-7200.
A clean-up woman is a woman who gets all the love we girls leave behind. The reason I know so much about her is because she picked up a man of mine.
That's a fly jam. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Here till 4, and then we've got the WGN early morning news from our buddies at the TV station, and then Bob Sirott at 5. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We've got our regular Friday features continuing, and it's Fly Jams Friday. Who requested that one?
That's coming to us from Mark D. in Aurora.
D. in Aurora. All right. Got some more fly jams?
Yeah, and just wanted to note that that was Betty Wright.
Oh, yeah.
Who passed away recently.
She did, yes.
Voice of an angel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up, we got a little J.J. Jackson, but I don't think it's that J.J. Jackson.
Or maybe, He did record a song.
Yeah. So we'll find out here. It's coming to us from the 608. It's But It's All Right by the great J.J. Jackson.
I feel
It's a great song. I love that song. I wonder if it is the actual, if it's J.J. Jackson, the former MTV VJ. Because I know that he had a song, but I didn't know it was, I guess I don't remember it being that one. I mean, that was a big hit. It was a really big hit, and it's a great song. So, I don't know if it's the J.J. Jackson. From MTV, man. Yeah, J.J. Jackson here.
That NXS band is crazy.
Here's a little NXS, man. Michael Hutchins reminds me of Mick Jagger.
Did you ever watch that NXS documentary that came out? I think they did. They did one on, or maybe it was they showed a concert they did.
Yeah, no.
From the never mind.
No,
I remember Jim Ryan talking about it, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I still like NXS.
Yeah, they're great.
They're great. And Shabu Shaba is my favorite album. That's my favorite album.
Great album name.
It's a great album too. All right, J.J. Jackson, everybody, here. All right, Fly Jams, continue.
All right, a little bit of loose ends here coming from Mike in Louisville, hanging on a string.
Jeez, I wonder if that was from the 80s.
Square in the middle, 1985. And you can tell that 808 drum beat.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's all like right. It's like a thumbprint. You can just tell.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely. I think seriously, of all of the decades, songs are the easiest to identify if they're from the 80s. Like, you can identify that decade. It's
yeah.
I mean, especially if there's a stretch of it where everything produced sounded exactly the same. So, like that.
Well, yeah.
Like what we just...
Well, and that piece of equipment, the 808 drum machine, just changed the game.
Yeah.
I'm reading the Beastie Boys book right now,
mm-hmm.
and Adam Horovitz, Ad Rock, tells a great story about how British Airways used an early song of theirs without their permission, so they each won $10,000 in a settlement. And he was going to take that $10,000 to go buy a new guitar, but he saw a Roland TR-808 drum machine, and he bought that instead.
There you go. All right. 80s.
All right. Next one coming to us from Nick's dad.
Oh, my dad. He requests a Fly Jam every week.
Yeah. Coming from a band called The Floaters.
That's right.
Here's a little Float On.
Aquarius. And my name is Ray. Now I like a woman who loves her freedom. And I like a woman who can hold her own. And if you fit that description, baby, come with me. Take my hand. Come with me, baby, to love land. Let me show you.
My dad's been requesting sexy songs lately.
I'm not trying to be weird here, but your dad was probably a silver-tongued devil back in the day.
I don't know. Because, I mean, my parents have been together for ever. I mean,
yeah.
it's like 50, I think it's going to be 58 years.
Wow, 58 years.
Well, I'm going to be 55.
Yeah. No, it makes sense.
58 or 57. Because 56. I'm going to be 55. Yeah, I think it might be 57. But anyway, 57 or 58, that's a long time.
That's a very long time. Well, a great time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
A great time.
Yeah. So, all right. We got another one here?
Yeah, another one here. BT Express.
Yeah.
Little Express. And that one's coming to us from Harold. Thanks so much, Harold.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I like that. I've never heard of BT Express.
No? Well, if you're going to, you got to make sure you have a train horn in there. If you're going to, yeah. If you're going to use the word express, you got to make sure you get it. You got to get it. It's required to have a train horn in that.
And I love the album cover too. It's all of them just standing on an elevated train platform, like looking, waiting for the train.
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah. I love it.
Well, all right.
I love it. Very funky. Very fly.
Yeah. Very fly. All right. We got coming up on Sunday night into Monday morning, we got the guys, Eric and Steve, will be with us. And we'll have a couple of new movies to talk about. But we have a topic picked out for
something? Yeah, I think we're gonna hop into horror. We're going to finally hop into a little horror because I think everybody is looking for something. You know, we're getting close to being a little bit more outside, a little bit. Small steps.
So very small steps.
Step into a little bit of horror.
Okay, we'll check out horror movies to watch.